بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واستفتحوا وخاب كل جبار عنيد. من ورائه جهنم ويسقى من ماء صديد. يتجرعه ولا يكاد يسيغه ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ. مثل الذين كفروا بربهم أعمالهم كرماد اشتدت به الريح في يوم عاصف لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. ألم تر أن الله خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز. وبرزوا لله جميعا فقال الضعفاء للذين استكبروا إنا كنا لكم تبعا فهل أنتم مغنون عنا من عذاب الله من شيء. قالوا لو هدانا الله لهديناكم سواء علينا أجزعنا أم صبرنا ما لنا من محيص. The unbelievers, when they were constantly warned by the Anbiya, they asked for a decision. They asked that this matter should be closed up, and they asked for a decision. And at the end, every tyrant, obstinate person, his plans had failed, nothing had worked out for him. Before him is Jahannam, and he will be given a drink of boiling pus as it approaches his face. Yashwil wuju, his face will burn out. And as he drinks it, then it will cut up his entrails and come out from his system. Yatajarra'hu wa la yakad yusihuhu. He will be gulping it in sips and he will not be able to. He'll find difficulty in swallowing it. And death will come to him from every quarter. And he is not going to die. And before him is an unrelenting punishment. The simile of the actions of the unbelievers is like of ash. A strong wind has got it on a stormy day. And they aren't able, they don't have the power of any of their deeds. This is straying away far, far from the path. Don't you see Allah Ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth with precision. If He wants, He can wipe you all away and bring about a totally new creation. And this is not at all difficult for Allah Ta'ala. Then one day they will appear before Allah Ta'ala all together. And the weak will say to the arrogant that we had been following you. Now can you save us in some way against the adab of Allah Ta'ala? They will reply, had Allah Ta'ala guided us, we could have guided you as well. It is the same for us whether we rage in our frustration or we bear with patience. There is no way that we are going to be escaping from this. And at the end, when the decision has been taken, Shaitan will call out saying that Allah Ta'ala had made a promise to you. He had made a truthful promise to you. And I had also made a promise, but I failed in keeping up my promise with you. And I did not have any authority over you. All that I had done was I had called you and you had responded to me. Now, you do not blame me and blame yourselves, and I cannot listen to your cries, nor can you listen to my crying. I have rejected the fact that you had, I had rejected the act of you joining partners with me to Allah Ta'ala. And indeed, for the unbelievers, is a painful punishment. Those who believe and do righteous works will be admitted into gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will abide therein by the leave of their Rabb, and their greetings therein will be salam. Don't you see how Allah Ta'ala sets forth a parable of a pure word like a pure tree. Its roots are firmly fixed in the ground, and its branches and trunk reach up to the sky. It brings forth its fruit at all times by the leave of its Rabb, and Allah Ta'ala sets forth parables for mankind that they may reflect. Look at the date palm. Its roots are firmly fixed in the ground, and its branches and trunk reaches up to the heavens. It's bearing fruit all the time, and every aspect, everything of this tree is useful. If you look at the branches are used to catch mats and to repair roofs. If you look at the trunk, then the trunk is used to make columns. If you look within the trunk, then there is a marrow that is taken out and eaten and enjoyed as a delicacy. Then if you look at the fruit, then the fruit is enjoyed at all seasons. When it's green, it's eaten as achar and pickle. When it's ripe and fresh, it's eaten as a delicacy, as a ripe fruit. And when it's dried, it is about the only fruit that you can think of that can be used as a staple diet throughout the year. So this is the description of a believer, that the iman is deeply rooted in his heart, like the tree is deeply rooted in the ground, it cannot be shaken. Then its branches and trunk reaches up to the heaven. Then you look at the deeds of the believer, it reaches up to the heaven all the time. Then there's always good coming out from this believer, whether to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or towards people. It's in service all the time. So the believer is in service all the time, servicing Allah Ta'ala, and by the command of Allah Ta'ala, he is showing his generosity, serving mankind at all times. His service is not seasonal, not restricted to time and place, whichever time, and he is providing the service, whether it is to Allah Ta'ala or towards the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like the fruit of the date palm. It's been enjoyed all the time. The benefit of it is visible all seasons, all places, at all times. تُؤْتِيُكُ لَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. So this is the parable of a believer. And the parable of an unbeliever, a disbeliever, كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَ, a filthy word, like a filthy tree, torn up by the roots from the very surface of the earth, it has no stability. So this is an unbeliever, a hanzala tree, a tree that is bitter, it's got a foul smell, of no use, thorny, bushy, and of no use whatsoever. Its roots are not penetrating deep into the ground, rather it is just at the surface, so it's easily torn by the root, without any stability. So that kafir doesn't have any stability in his faith. He can be moving in all directions. He goes with the storm, he goes with the wind. Whichever direction the wind takes him, he's moving in that direction. There is no stability. There is no good that is coming forth out of him. وَثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Allah Ta'ala strengthens the believer with the word of stability, with the word of strength, that is the kalima la ilaha illallah, and firmly committing yourself to that kalima, then this kalima, Allah Ta'ala, through this kalima, the barakat and the blessings of this kalima, Allah Ta'ala strengthens the believer in this life at all times, time of prosperity and difficulty. He's got that kalima and it strengthens him, it gives him that stability and firmness. In the qabr, in the hereafter also, the same kalima gives him that firmness and that stability. He's calm all throughout. So Allah Ta'ala strengthens the believer with the word of strength and stability in this life and as well as the next life. And he lets the wrong and the sinners stray from the path. Allah Ta'ala does as he pleases.